got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry, your call cannot be
reached at dial. Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news and money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody, our show producer, Rick Snyder. And Reach counselors tell us that today, the real estate market has landed in a place that brings you favor. If you are ready to become a homeowner, now is the time to call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. You may check out the website at www.reach4housing.org. That's Reach, the number 4housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Pastor Rose is here with a message of cheer from the Royal Palm Covenant Church, where they practice getting the job done. Stay tuned for this story. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about a deputy sheriff who showed up drunk in the wrong place at the worst possible time. Then we'll get on the level with Charlie White. He hails from the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse, and he's here to tell us how to save some money at Lowe's, especially if you're looking for appliances. Charlie White coming right up. After the news Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder is up with some veteran scammers. Not vet scammers, veteran scams, and some scams from credit repair offers. Coming up after the news, Rick Snyder. And in our house segment, Carlton Thompson is still away, but we have some folks that can fill in for him, and we are going to be talking about a taxophobiacs. You might want to look that up. In 35 minutes, you'll be messing up your room to find out. Of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week has a special message for home buyers. And Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a home buying package, including down payment and mortgage assistance programs. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator. Where is he? He's over there. Steve Cody.
Hello there. Here's what's coming up. Home buyers increasingly are turning to independent mortgage companies for their loans rather than traditional banks. We're talking about companies like Quicken Loan. I will tell you the advantages and disadvantages of doing that. It's the most profitable time to sell a house since the Great Recession started back in 07, but first-time home buyers are pretty scarce, and there's discrimination. We'll tell you about it. Public housing, long plagued by crime, drugs, rats, and roaches, is going smoke-free. The Department of Housing and Urban Development said today that it's going to ban smoking at all federally subsidized homes. Yes, we would question whether a smoking ban is realistic or effective, but we have the story for you. Buying a house in South Florida is a great deal compared to renting one. In Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade, the median monthly mortgage payments eat up about 20% of income. For renters, it's about 45%. And renters and vacation homeowners now should shoulder a bigger share of Florida's property taxes than homeowners do and the owners of commercial properties. We'll tell you about the new analysis that shows that. And it was deja vu all over again when a guy walked into a bank in Delray Beach and robbed it. It was unusual because he'd robbed the same bank a week earlier, and the teller said, "Don't I know you?" You know how that one ends. Plus, we'll answer the question, if a California Highway Patrol trooper pulls over a car and there's nobody in it, was there a violation? Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Okay, when we return, our good friend Pastor Rose is here with an interesting message for charitable hearts. Now, how's that saying go? A rose is a rose as a rose is a rose. Well, Pastor Rose is a pastor who is a pastor as a pastor. Get the point?
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
concerned about your future, don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Are you considering home ownership? Well, if that's your passion, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshops. This is the workshop that sets you up with government financing, down payment assistance programs, and many other financial options. When you complete this six-hour course, you will be officially known as a HUD-qualified receiver, and you can get all the benefits that the government has to offer you. During this holiday season, now there's no way we're going to have a first-time homebuyers class, but you could go to www.reach4housing.org, reach4housing.org, and look for the Programs tab on the menu bar at the top, and then there's a little drop-down menu, and you may select the first-time homebuyer button. And when the page loads and everything settles down, you'll see a blue box near the bottom of the page with a blinking message telling you to click here. And that will get you to the online first-time homebuyers course. Now, you could take that course. It's just the same as taking the six-hour course. You get the same certification, the same credits. And there is a $125 fee for that course. It's online. You could do that. Or you may contact Reach and register for their next classroom course coming up in January next year. For additional information about the first-time homebuyers workshop, time and dates, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyers workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know that a first-time homebuyer is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last three consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, joining us right now is Pastor Rose. He is the pastor at Royal Palm Beach's oldest church, celebrating more than 50 years of service in the Palm Beach community. Their mission is to reach the youth and aged persons, providing a safe place and a positive interaction to develop the mind and spirit. Pastor Rose, thank you for coming on the show again.
It's always great to be here.
Oh, we love having you on. You guys always have stuff going on over at the church, and now you have something coming up for Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, yes. We're getting ready to give away at least between 500 to 600 baskets of groceries.
Wow. And who's paying for that?
I'm not on.
No, you're on. You're on. She's just don't. Okay. And who takes care of the bill for all that?
Well, we generally depend on people like Reach, and also some of our community friends that help us, plus the church, you know, donate to make this happen.
Right, and you have a food bank out at the church, right?
Oh, yes, we have a food bank that feed over 125 families every week.
So let's not get that confused now. The food bank and the Thanksgiving program, two different things? Or do you take a little from one to give to the other?
No, two different things. Two different things. So we'll have fresh produce from the farms, and we'll have a fresh turkey ready for the family.
I'm coming to your house.
Please come on over anytime.
if you're going to have that. Now, you've selected families, or how does someone get involved in the program?
Well, usually we allow folks to come to the church, and they have to register for the right. And that way we know how many people we're going to be serving.
Right. And I know where the church is. It's at 660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard in Royal Palm Beach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we'll be there on the 23rd, preparing the basket. So if anybody want to come by and help us in the preparation state, you know, process, we really would appreciate that.
All right.
You know, and also we will be doing the distribution on the 24th. We're looking forward to that. And if you want to come and volunteer,
help
with
out.
Us, oh yes, we'd love to have volunteers
carry the basket. Well, let's do it this way. Let me give out your phone number,
and sure.
That way they can give you a call. Folks, just pick up the phone. 561-793-1077. Again, 561-793-1077. Now, you can call that number for two reasons. If you just want to help out and hand out some baskets and help some folks out, that's great. If you need one of those baskets, then I would certainly call, ask for Pastor Rose. And you could also check out their website at www.rpccchurch.com. .com. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
let me
sir.
Give that again, just so if somebody was writing it down, there's an extra C in here. So it's www.rp, that's Royal Palm, CC, Community Church, but then you have church again.
So Covenant Church.
Yeah, Covenant Church. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
Yep, sorry. rpccchurch.com. Or give them a call at 561-793-1077. And it is the season. Thanksgiving is upon us. Mm-hmm. And it's an honorable thing what you do to help out those in need.
Thank you very much. We count it a privilege.
Well, sure. And I tell you, I'm sure you have some people that help donate some of those. Where are you getting your turkeys from?
Oh, yes. Well, we have some folks who have projects that, you know, in receiving turkeys.
Uh-huh.
And so we do, there are several. There's quite a few. So I can't give any one particular name.
That's okay.
You know,
what it is it's just people that are coming to help.
Yes, and I know that REACH play a great important role in helping us in carrying this out.
Well, we're not here to toot our own horn because we don't have one. There's a bell around here somewhere. What happened to the bell?
I can do it for you. I can do it for you.
Okay, toot away.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, Pat Tracy and Jack Tracy are two fine individuals that.
Wonderful.
Yes, indeed. They have no phobia about taking money out of their pocket and helping folks out.
That's right.
That's for sure.
They've been doing it for several years now. We really appreciate their help.
Right. Maybe we can get them to step it up a little bit. Huh? Well, Pat, are you listening? Step it up a little bit.
I'm going to depend on you two.
No, this is great. So not only they're going to get the turkey, but, you know, other things, right? I'm sure there's some pumpkin pie in there.
Oh, yes. Well, they get a full box of grocery. And what we try to do is to put everything in that box to enable them to have a real Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So all the trimmings are going to be there. You know, the macaroni and cheese, the cranberry sauce. And cornbread and all that stuff. It's going to be there.
Wow.
And that's how we try to do that. But, you know, when we came up with this several years ago, we thought that we would like every family to go home with a box of grocery and probably don't have to go to the grocery store, you know, mm-hmm. after they receive that box. That's our goal. We really want them to have a full box with everything to make that Thanksgiving special.
And you've been doing this for how many years?
I've been at the church for over 13 years, and I've been doing it for 13 years.
So this isn't your first rodeo.
No.
What kind of response do you get from the folks? I mean, it has to be humbling, you know, to have to receive a box of food so you can eat.
The letters and the cards are great, and when you know that you help somebody to have a wonderful holiday, it's wonderful for us. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you an incredible feeling mm-hmm. to know that you're able to exercise compassion.
And I have a feeling that if someone would pick up the phone and call you and volunteer to come down and help pass those boxes out, they'd probably get that same feeling.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's
oh,
the way
yes,
it works.
Yes. And, yeah. And so that's why we have the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and and we have different organizations. Even some companies send their workers to come over and help.
They should. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is the season. Folks, 561-793-1077. 561-793-1077. I hope someone have a good Thanksgiving this year and give a call and see if you can't help out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's easy to do. You also, I'm not trying to take away from the Thanksgiving, but you also have a Christmas toy giveaway.
Oh, yes. I love children, and I like to see children smile. I like to see them laugh. I like to see them play. I like to see them happy. Mm-hmm. And so every Christmas, we try to find toys to give to families who probably can't afford to buy their children's toys. So on the 19th, we will have a toy giveaway, and already the families already are registered. December 19th.
Let's not confuse that with November.
That's right. December 19th, and we generally have a little party for everybody, you know.
Right, at the church, right?
At the church, yes.
So how cool is that? So it's the same thing for Thanksgiving, right? Now, that's on the 24th. Let's not get our dates confused. The Thanksgiving basket giveaway is November the 24th.
Yes.
And the Christmas toy giveaway is December the 19th.
Yes,
so
sir.
We tell you that so that when you're done with that Thanksgiving dinner, you can start getting ready to collect toys.
All right.
And the location of the church, again, is 660. Well, that was close. Huh? It's almost six more doors down.
Yes.
660 Royal Palm Beach Boulevard, folks. That's where the church sits. And you could give Pastor Rose a call at 561-793-1077. And see if we can't help make somebody's holiday a little bit better.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you bet. All right. After the break, Charlie White has the latest information about saving money at Lowe's. How does that work? Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse of Boynton Beach is ready to help. And Charlie says they have a special discount for Reach Radio listeners. Stay tuned.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Well, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. Where have you been? We have been looking all over for you. Okay, there you are. We're glad you're here. Okay, if you're looking for home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then our expert fixer has a solution. Charlie White is here with the latest information about saving money at Lowe's Home Improvement Center. Charlie White.
Hey, Alan, how you doing?
Yeah, well, we're right here waiting for you. I know where you are.
Oh, I'm absolutely happy to be here. Yeah, happy belated Valentine's Day. No,
what?
It's not Valentine's. It's Veterans Day. That's right. I knew I was going to catch you on that one. Happy Veterans Day. And I just want to let you know that one of the ways people save, and Lowe's recognizes all veterans, bring your veteran's ID card.
Ah.
And every single cell, with exception of labor, we will give you 10% off everything.
Just for being a vet.
For just being a vet.
Wow.
Now, you take that and add in combination. We actually have appliances for sale up to 40% off. Can you imagine getting an appliance at 40% off and then get another 10% off on that?
That's 50%.
That's right. 50%.
If my math is right,
that's almost half.
that's a great thing to do. I mean, everybody should be really seriously going there. Get their veterans card. Get
Well, the veterans did a lot for us, and by golly, why can't we do a little bit for them?
They've done so much. Now you talked about a little special that we have for Reach. You buy a new home,
right?
You get all this stuff in the mail. One thing everybody needs to do is basically go online and Google Lowe's new residence.
Ah.
And Lowe's will send them a 10% discount.
Wow.
They'll send you a card. It's good for up to $5,000 in discounts. So, I mean, they should be getting discounts right there.
Even if I'm not a vet, you'll do that,
even
right?
Even if you're not a vet.
Yeah.
Now, even if you've only been in your house a year, year and a half to 2 years, still go online, go to Google and Lowe's New Residence, and fill out the form. They'll mail you a card or a discount coupon for 10% of all your purchases. Everybody's buying new stuff. Everybody's buying the father's Christmas present. You know, wants that brand-new cordless drill, everything. So it's a really, really good thing. Currently, right now, just to let you know that a lot of the Christmas lights at Lowe's right now are half off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, just every other lights or what?
Well, just you can get a $20 pack of lights for $9.99. So
whoa.
I mean it's a pretty good deal. So I mean everybody's getting ready to set all the Christmas lights in. I know it's not even Thanksgiving yet, but yeah. You know let's save some money right now.
But you light up my life.
So, oh, thank yeah. you very much. I knew there was a sparkle in your
so
eye.
So head over to Lowe's and get some lights half off. That's pretty cool. And if you're a vet, get a did you say 40%?
No.
10%. 10% on the 10% on the general thing, but 40% on appliances.
You can get up to 40% on your appliances.
Wow.
So I mean,
wow.
Right now Lowe's is running a special unadvertised Black Friday.
Not anymore.
Every Friday we got something on sale. Yesterday we had the blow up Christmas items, half off. I can't tell you because they don't announce it until the day of.
Yeah.
So check out your Lowe's every Friday. Come in there, see what we have. Every store has a special.
I mean, Rick's got one. Rick has a blow up Santa.
The Rick's got a blow up Santa.
Yeah.
Does it have a ring around the collar?
Yeah.
That's the kind of.
You have those at Lowe's. I've seen them. The Santas. You have the reindeers. You have all that cool stuff.
We even have the dog in a box.
What?
Yes, a blow up dog in a box.
Is it a Christmas dog?
It's a Christmas dog in a Christmas gift box.
I'm not even going to go there, Charlie. I'm sorry.
I got one, okay?
That's a real woofer. All right, so 10% off if you're anybody. And
if you're
40,
a vet. 40,
if you're a vet, and 40% off of appliances for anybody, right?
For anybody coming walking the door, up to 40% on your appliances.
Now, this is only working at the Lowe's in Boynton Beach, right?
This is at Lowe's across the country.
Wow. Such a deal. And they don't even have to say Charlie sent me?
They don't even need to say Charlie sent me. Let's just take care of our customers.
Sorry, Charlie. We're not going to tell them that.
We're not going to tell them that.
All right. Well, I got about 30 seconds left. Talk to me more about Lowe's.
I'll tell you, Lowe's right now, we have a lot of our Lowe's is going to have door specials coming up. We have 15% coming off on a lot of the special order doors. We have...
You mean like Jim Morrison and the doors? Or
no? Like your front doors.
Okay.
You know, special orders, front doors.
Screen doors?
We even have screen doors that you can buy.
All right.
And we're going to have a bunch of other sales going to be happening soon.
I can't wait.
Be seeing you there, and I'll be looking for you.
Thanks, Charlie. And you know it's the Lowe's at Boynton Beach, 561-733-1397. All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has the latest on veteran scams. Not veteran scammers, but scammed veterans. And, of course, some credit repair offers. We have got a deal for you. Get your hammers ready. And then, even though Carlton Thompson isn't here, we're still going to talk about attacks-a-phobiacs. If you don't know what that is, well, don't get so messy about it. It'll work itself out. And then Reach Spotlight Home of the Week has a special bundle just for first-time home buyers. A bundle? Wait until you hear this offer. Rumble with the bundle. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who knows everything. Mm. I'm so glad he's here. That's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, you so bubbly kind of a guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you. Homebuyers increasingly are turning to independent mortgage companies for their loans rather than the traditional banks. Non-bank lenders include companies like Quicken Loan and many others. The largest majority of non-bank mortgage volume still comes from conforming mortgages, though, backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the FHA. While non-bank lending is catching on, bank officials say they hold one big advantage. They tend to be able to offer lower rates and lower closing costs to customers based on the length of account history and the amount of holdings. It's the most profitable time to sell a house since the Great Recession started back in 2007, right now. But first-time buyers are increasingly scarce. More Americans are qualifying for mortgages, yet minorities get disproportionately rejected. The new industry analysis that came out recently shows that where people live, their age, and the color of their skin have largely influenced who has benefited as real estate continues to heal from the bursting of the mortgage bubble that triggered the worst economic downturn in 80 years. It's gotten easier to get a mortgage, yet black and Hispanic homebuyers continue to lag substantially behind whites and Asians. U.S. public housing, long plagued by crime, drugs, rats, and roaches, is going smoke-free. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development said on Friday that it will ban smoking at all federally subsidized homes. Here's a quote, "We have a reasonably responsibility to protect public housing residents from harmful effects of secondhand smoke, especially the elderly and children who suffer from asthma and other respiratory diseases." Those are the words of HUD Secretary Julian Castro. He also says this proposed rule will help to improve the health of more than 760,000 children and help public housing agencies save $153 million every year in health care, repairs, and preventable fires. Now, private landlords, like a new place in Palm Beach Gardens called The Quay, have begun to ban smoking indoors. And considering HUD's challenges with crime and drugs, skeptics wonder if a smoking ban is realistic. Buying a house in South Florida is a great deal compared to renting. In Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties, the median monthly mortgage payment eats up about 20% of monthly income. Renting is substantially more expensive, eating up about 44% of income. So, why aren't more first-time buyers snapping up homes? Well, you can blame a combination of a lack of entry-level inventory and tight lending standards. Unfortunately, many current renters aren't able to realize the savings that come with homeownership because as home values keep going up, it's getting increasingly difficult to clear the down payment hurdle. This according to Zillow chief economist Femi Goodell. Meanwhile, with vacancies and low rents up, a building boom is underway. Some 2,100 apartments are under construction and on schedule for delivery next year, including 1,100 units in Boca. Projects slated for delivery include a 104-unit Riverwalk Point in Jupiter, a senior complex, and 55 affordable rentals in a place called La Jolla Villages in Lake Worth. Renters and vacation homeowners now shoulder a bigger share of Florida property taxes than homeowners do. A boom in apartment construction and declines in home ownership throughout Orlando and the entire state have recast the property tax landscape in a state where tax breaks favor longtime homeowners. In short, renters are picking up the biggest tab for property taxes in the state, and they get fewer tax exemptions than owner-occupied homes. Renters, of course, rarely see the tax it gets built into their rent payment. It was deja vu all over again when Christopher Lawson returned to the scene of his crime to commit another crime. Delray Beach police arrested Lawson on Tuesday after they say he robbed the Chase Bank in Delray and slipped the teller a note demanding $10,000. The teller told police she recognized the guy. He was there the week before and robbed the same bank. It's unclear how much money Lawson got away with. Delray Beach police contacted other local agencies and discovered that Lawson had robbed multiple banks in the area. He's now in jail. And Deputy Michael Zelliga packed a bottle of Jameson Irish whiskey as part of his luggage in his sheriff's patrol car before driving to the Hyatt in Fort Lauderdale with two deputies. They were there for 2 days of DUI law enforcement training. Zelliga also was supposed to receive a MAD award, that's Mothers Against Drunk Driving, for making over 100 DUI arrests. But alcohol seems to have gotten in the way. According to the Sheriff's Office Internal Affairs investigation, Zelliga ran into trouble when one witness said he arrived staggering drunk at the Friday banquet. That's when Zelliga was supposed to receive his Mothers Against Drunk Driving award in front of about 200 invited guests. It, needless to say, didn't go so well. Deputy Zelliga was ordered back to his room. Zelliga now works as a detective in the Sheriff's Crime Unit against Crimes Against Children Unit. He declined to comment when news of his mad escape first broke last month, and he couldn't be reached to comment this week either. And finally, a California police officer made a traffic stop, but he didn't write a ticket. Why? Because there was nobody in the car to give the ticket to. Mountain View police said in a statement that an officer pulled over a Google self-driving car that was being tested on local roads. The officer noticed the car was going 24 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone and didn't realize that it was one of those GAVs, a Google automated vehicle. He stopped the car, looked around, there was nobody in it. Eventually, they contacted the operators back at Google headquarters. No citation was given, but there is a rule that says a person is required to sit behind the wheel of a self-driving car.
You know what I want to know?
What?
How and why did the car pull over?
Somebody somewhere was controlling it, obviously.
Right. So the lights came on and they pulled over. Nobody was there. I would have loved to be on the microphone.
Wouldn't that have been great?
At the other end of that.
When the cop pulls out his gun and shoots the invisible man. My friends, is the news.
Okay. Well, you know, the invisible man is on the show today.
He is?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
Oh, he has a non-speaking part.
Oh.
Just in case you didn't.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Oh, it never stops. All right, it's time to hammer the scammer. Just as the prognosticators predicted, it's time. And because they're out there, we must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some veteran scammers. Now, what do you mean? Scammers that are veterans?
No.
Or veterans that are being scammed? Like minors?
No. Scams that are directed against veterans. And thank you to Charlie for doing such a great job to promote and help the veterans, guys who are heroes and have given up so much for their country. But, of course, there are those on the other side who are attempting scams at our veterans. There's all types of charity scams, and they increase during the holiday season of giving. We wanted to get this on for Veterans Day, but I just got the information the other day. So
it would seem to me that scamming somebody who's trained in combat is not a good idea.
A little scary, isn't it? Well, here are a couple of what's happening, and we want to alert the veterans who do listen to the show to be aware of a few things. For example, VA imposters. Veterans, don't provide personal information or financial information, including your social security number, driver's license, bank, credit accounts, in unsolicited phone calls or visits from self-described employees of the Department of Veterans Affairs. These are scammers who are acting under the guise of supposed policy changes for dispensing medications or receiving benefits. As with other federal agencies, expect official VA information to be mailed. They will not call you. They will not knock on your door before providing any details to any inquiry from the VA. Verify these requests by calling the VA toll-free phone number. So if a guy comes in uniform, perhaps, to your door from the VA, scammer.
Well, you know, there's a law against that, just in case you didn't know. I mean, these guys that stand out on the corner with a sign in their army fatigues and things like that, that's against the law.
Yes.
You're not actually a vet. So I just wanted to vet that process.
Fake charities. Now, bogus charities that claim to benefit veterans are a proven hot button, especially when targeting patriotic older donors. Scammers use sound-alike names to solicit funds, authenticate charities by checking names and reputations at the Wise Giving Alliance operated by the Better Business Bureau. Now, I didn't know that
that's
was happening.
That's a good
But you can contact your Better Business Bureau and check the Wise Giving Alliance before you donate. You can also contact the state agency that regulates charities in our area. Benefit scams. It's hard to read this. Some promise veterans lump sums cash payments for pensions and future benefits. If you're hard for money, you need money, and somebody offers to buy your cash, your pension or future benefits for a large sum of cash, they don't. They usually pay a fraction of their actual worth. Other hoaxes involve self-proclaimed veterans advocates who promise additional VA benefits by transferring retirement assets into an irrevocable trust that's unsuitable for many older veterans. And remember, it's the scammers, not the VA, get this, who charge for services like filing pension or other claims or getting military records. If you're having trouble getting service from the VA, someone may tell you, oh, yeah, look, it's going to cost you $300, but we'll do it. Don't do it. Stay on top of the VA. Steve Cody is a VA.
I can tell you that in terms of getting military records,
yes,
if you're having a hard time doing that, you have the right VA. It takes forever.
And if somebody says, we'll get you the records, we'll have to charge you?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
You stay on the VA. Don't consider.
What a nice literary.
And I like that one, too. Stay with what you're doing. Don't consider a program that charges you for any VA benefits.
All the way with the VA in the USA.
Military loans are promised to be guaranteed same-day cash to active duty personnel and to a lesser extent veterans. They're going to charge you the VIG, the high interest rates, daily interest rates in some cases, plus hidden fees. Now, what makes these finance crippling loans especially disturbing is that military personnel may not need them at all. They have special financial protections, including a ban on their homes being foreclosed while they are serving. Steve?
Might I add
that
if you are interested in getting a VA loan and you don't know anything about it, call REACH, 855-48-REACH. We don't charge anybody any money. As a matter of fact, in the past 6 weeks, we've sold homes to four veterans who all got into their homes without one penny down.
Wow.
That was a shameless promotion. Right?
Yes, it was.
I like it.
We're proud.
One. Let's do it again.
All right. Well, we can because we're looking at credit repair scams as well this week.
Oh, that too.
It's complicated, but if they want to charge you to repair your credit for any reason, don't pay.
No, call REACH. Call REACH because they do that.
That's correct.
Also
that's
free.
Correct. Yeah. And sometimes if you get involved in a credit repair scam, you may be committing something illegal. The Federal Trade Commission warns that it's a federal crime to lie on a credit application, to misrepresent a Social Security number, and to give an employer identification number under false pretenses. Because you can get a number, an employer identification number similar to your social that could be used to scam on this.
It's celebrities and politicians get those.
Correct, correct. And they are legal, but only if you can get one
legally. Not if you're lying.
No, you can't lie. The bottom line is you should not be tempted to use anything like that. If you need to repair your credit, it's feasible to tackle it yourself or work with a bona fide counseling service. Now, do we know of any credit repair?
REACH.
Yes.
Yeah. REACH does all that for you.
They're very good. We love REACH, and they will help you. But you got to call them, man.
No, you have to REACH out.
REACH out. Yeah. And they'll help you. Give them the number again.
855-487-3224. 855-487-3224. Write that number down.
You're sure that's the number, right?
Let me check. It's written down here on a piece of paper.
Yep, right. There it is. Those are our scams. One quick one here. Now that college is in full swing, a quick warning to college students about an imposter scam threatening to drop them from classes. A caller claims the student is late with tuition fees and warns they'll be dropped unless they make immediate payment by a prepaid credit card. If you or a student in your family received this call, hang up, contact the college finance office. It's unbelievable. How do they think these things up?
I think they just count on everyone being
susceptible.
Not, susceptible.
Not informed.
That's a better word. I was thinking stupid, but
well, we don't like the
gullible.
Gullible. Hey, did you know that the word gullible is not in the dictionary?
No, I didn't. I'm gullible.
You believe that?
I believe it.
We would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated, of course. And just a reminder, REACH offices will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. I think they're going to be out there at the Covenant Church with Pastor Rose eating turkey. So they're closed. And that would be for Friday as well, allowing the counselors some time for their families. We hope that you have a prosperous and happy holiday this November the 26th. And we suggest that you go ahead and take Friday off as well. I mean, that's the doctor's orders. I mean, take both days and have yourself a good time. Also, you may check out the REACH Radio Show website at, guess where, www.reachradioshow.com. Listen to past shows or click on the email and drop us a line and just say hello.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
With two cats in the yard, life used to be so hard, but now it's easy because of Reach, of course. All right, it's time to get into our house. This Reach segment is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Carlton Thompson is I think he went on the honeymoon with his daughter. They're gone. He's out of here. But we had a nice thing for him, the ataxophobiac. Now, Rick, are you in here?
I'm here.
Yeah, all right. What in the world is an ataxophobiac?
Well, thank you, Alan, for the lead time. No, seriously, because I found the definition.
Oh.
Now, ataxophobia sounds like you'd be afraid of taxes, which, of course, we all are. But that's not the correct word. It's a fear of disorder or untidiness, okay? You may have a buddy or relative that tends to have an awesome fetish of cleanliness and tidiness. Sounds like a bit of a compulsive disorder to me. These folks keep on cleaning and dusting and wiping and scrubbing, and they're not really pleased with the work when they're done or that anybody else does for them. They need to do their own cleaning on their own or any cleaning executed by anyone else. That's generally done by the person. So you'll watch somebody. For example, Alan, you came to my house.
Yeah.
You cleaned my counters. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to clean my counters as soon as you're done.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about ataxophobia?
That's when I was just going to ask you. What's that got to do
with it? Oh, good.
No, actually, folks, what it has to do with, it's fall.
Oh, yeah.
And fall is the time that you're supposed to clean stuff up and the leaves fall. And that's why they call it fall. It has to do with gravity.
We don't get a lot of leaves falling down here, do we?
No, we get a lot of cops that drink too much when they're going to get an award. they fall down a lot. Oh, that's not fair.
So what do we need to do?
Not every cop, just four of them.
What do we need to do to to take care of our fall chores around our house?
Guess what?
Okay.
Gutters.
Gutters.
Get your mind out of the gutter and get up on the roof and clean that puppy out.
Clean
because
the gutter.
That's when it happens. It's fall time. All the leaves fall. You know, we don't have leaves here, but guess what we do have? Pine needles.
Yikes.
Oh, do they clog up a gutter?
Oh, yeah.
Of course they clog up a gutter. So they do make a few tools, and I would imagine over there at Lowe's, that's you, Charlie, over at Lowe's, do they have any gutter tools over there?
Well, there's gloves you put on your hands. Don't try to take a big blower and try to blow it out. I mean,
it doesn't work.
Hard getting up there and just, you know, sitting on top of that ladder with that blower and just go down the line. It just doesn't work.
You know what Rick did? He went up there with one of those blowers on his roof to blow out the gutter, and he blew the gutters right off the side of the house.
No, he
gone.
Didn't. No, he didn't. I found, Charlie, in cleaning out gutters a few years ago, that as you get the leaves and whatever else is in there out, there's a layer of dirt at the bottom.
It's called guck.
Is it?
Oh, guck.
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 Yeah. It was gucky. And I literally had to scrape the gutter.
Water hose and scraping it off it goes. Now, there is a screen you can get and put on your gutters.
They're there now.
Keep them from filling up with all the pine needles, but
right.
That guck is always going to always be there.
Yes, yeah. And it had to be scraped and washed out. But
wow.
So far, so good.
When's a good time to do that, Charlie? In the
right
fall?
Now. Yeah. In the fall!
What a coincidence. Good thing we had that article all set up and ready to go.
Yes.
All right. There we go. Let's get out of here. Should we? Okay, when we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are still incredibly low. And if you're a vet, we'd like to thank you for your service and welcome you to 100% financing. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. We're still here, and we're still on fire. Whoa, the Reach Radio show is rocking it today. Hey, I also have a money-saving message for future homeowners. You know, if you're planning on using FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance. And you'll also receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call the Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, like we said before, it's even better than you think. 100% financing. 100%. That means zero down. And we also have a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free. You know why it's free? Because the law says it has to be free. So if someone says to you, hey, we can take care of that mortgage for you, or that we can remodify it and all that, don't. It's just not necessary. Reach does that for you, and we do it free of charge. Our trained Reach counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. Reach counselors know what the banks want even before they ask. That's because we work with them every day. We work with HUD, the agency that makes all the rules. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. There's no reason not for you to attend these classes. We have you covered. Steve, you want to say something?
We don't have classes in December because a lot of people go away, right. And it's the holidays.
Right.
But if you need to take this course and you need it right away, you can take it on our website. Now, this, I'm going to warn you, it does cost $125, but the payback on this is way more than that. Okay. And it's an 8-hour course, so it will take you a while to do this online. Then, in January, we're going to have the first-time homebuyers classes in person in both Kendall, South Miami office, and in the West Palm Beach office, and they will be on the 10th and the 24th of January. And of course, all this information is on our website, which is reach4housing.org. reach4housing.org.
Make sure you put the number 4 in there,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's that?
So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. There's no reason to go anywhere else, folks. We have it all covered for you. Reach has been doing this since 2001 or 2 or 3, somewhere. Yep. And they've been doing it a long time.
How do you know if you're a first-time homebuyer?
You know, if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you're a first-time homebuyer.
There you go.
You just might be a first-time homebuyer if you haven't owned a home in the last 3 consecutive years.
There you go.
That's what Jeff Foxworthy says right there. You just might be. Boom. All right, that tells us that it's time for Pat Tracy and Associates on our Spotlight Home of the Week. Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. Pat Tracy and Associates has bundled a special home buying package just for Reach Radio listeners. The bundle has down payment assistance, along with some mortgage payment assistance and many other government programs designed to help, aid, and assist you in becoming a homeowner, because that's what it's all about, folks, becoming a homeowner. Now, I know they say the millennials aren't interested in buying a home. I've read report after report. I've been to a couple of seminars. They say the millennials don't want homes. I'd just like to know where in the heck these people are getting that information, because every millennial I bumped into wants a home.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the proper tools and implements to make that happen. You know how to do that. You just call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000, and she will hook you up with your own home. How cool is that?
Cool.
All right. Now,
It's cool.
It's cool. It's really not, folks. It's reach.
Pat Tracy is a very busy woman.
I tell you, we always tell folks, give her a call right now. And the reason we do that is because she is really busy.
I think there are actually three Pat Tracys.
Yes.
Because she's everywhere all the time. And I don't think that would be possible for one woman to do that.
I don't know how she does it.
I think she has two clones. I really do.
Then clone the phone and call her up right now. What do we see? 561-351-8000. Call her up and just ask her how she's doing. That might work. Mm-hmm. Ask her if she's clone number one, clone number two, or clone number three. Thanks, Art. I'll take what's behind clone number one. Actually, they do have many, many houses and homes for you. And if you're looking for rental, we have any rental properties still available up there?
There are a couple in Fort Pierce that I know of, but I'm not sure about the rest.
All right. Does anybody want to rent Fort Pierce?
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know if I want.
Yeah, there are a couple rentals in Fort Pierce, but as far as the rest of the county, I don't have it in front of me, so I can't answer that question.
Okay. Well, let me ask you again then.
Okay.
Do you have any rental properties in
Fort
Pierce?
Yeah, if you want to live in Fort Pierce.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Rick, what's up?
I don't have any rental properties in Fort Pierce either.
All right, you know what? Call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000 and ask her if she has any properties in Fort Pierce.
She does.
She does?
That's right. What we're talking about. But it makes more sense to buy than it does to rent.
Well, you know, like I was saying, all these seminars that we attend to, and that's what Reach does. They send us to the seminars as well so that we can instruct you in the proper method of doing things. And they keep telling us that the millennials just aren't interested. They don't want the commitment. They don't want to be tied down because they want to be able to move around at any point that they want to move around. And if you have a house, that kind of ties you down.
Well, you know, that's a good excuse, but you could also rent the house to somebody else and make some money on the side while you're gone.
That's what I told him when I said I wanted to tie my kangaroo down, mate.
Hey, I have a question.
Go ahead.
The first-time homebuyer class is 8 hours?
Yes.
Well, that's online, right?
Both. In person and it has to be that length.
Why? What do you do in that homebuyer's class? I mean, it takes 8 hours.
Oh, it's is it eight or is it six?
Six. It's 6 hours.
It's six.
Okay.
That's right.
Let me rephrase the question. What do you do in the homebuyer's class that takes 6 hours?
Okay. They start from the very beginning. How to improve your credit.
Ah. Right.
How to get your credit score up fast. Then they bring in all kinds of experts in all fields. You're not listening to one person for 6 hours.
Yeah,
they have lenders that come in. Mm-hmm. They have home improvement people that come in. They have veterans representatives that come in, people from banks, realtors. We have a realtor speaking at every one, and it goes by really fast.
This is a very comprehensive 6 hour class on how to become a homeowner. But
it also sets you up. It gets you the government funding and the programs that you need some down payment assistance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That'll get that. You need some help with your monthly payment. Mm-hmm. You can get that. You can get everything.
It's amazing
that you need.
To get that all in 1 6-hour course.
Right.
Yeah.
So when is the next first time home buyers class?
That'll be in January.
The next one in person won't be until January, but you can take it online at any time.
Right. So maybe you should go to the Reach for housing.org website.
Right.
Check it out yourself. Find out what it's all about. And if you are in the market to buy a home and you are a first-time home buyer, then it's time to check in and do it.
All right. And that's the word on that, folks. Thanks a lot for listening to us today. That's all the time we have left to us. I want to appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us. A huge hat tip to the Reach counselors. Without them, the fountain of home-saving information would be reduced to a trickle. Reach counselors are faster than gravity. I'd like to say thanks to Dee, Kanisha, and Renee, of course. And down in Miami, Holly and Gary are doing a good job, and we wish them all a happy and prosperous Thanksgiving. Same to the Tracy family and everybody else involved. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
I know later on, ain't got no home. I know later on, I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.